531.
As we continue our celebrations of Fijian Language Week 2021, it is a very warm welcome now to very proud Fijian, Carlos the Flying Fijian Hicks. Carlos is the current WKBF New Zealand Middleweight Champion, IKBF Middleweight Commonwealth Champion, South Pacific Middleweight Champion, IKBF Super Middle Champion, a Middleweight Champion, as well as King in the Ring Champion with a record of 38 wins, 6 losses and 1 draw. Born in Fiji, Carlos moved to New Zealand when he was 5 and lived in Auckland most of his life before moving to Hamilton in 2010 and beginning his fighting career in 2012. Carlos became the first Fijian to win a world title in kickboxing after a 4th round knockout win over title holder at the time, Sam Gao, in Auckland in March 2018. Nisan Bulovinaka and Carlos Vinaka Vakalevo, thank you so much for your time this afternoon, brother.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. I appreciate your time as well.
Well, Carlos, tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, we've given a bit of an introduction, but whereabouts in Fiji do you hail from? You know, which village or island you're representing this afternoon?
I was born in Suva. I lived my early days in Lotoka. My dad, he's kind of mixed blood. We've got blood in Samoa and in Votua in Ba, and my mom is Vanuatu, and she's from Rewa as well, in Fiji.
Let's start with 2012, you know, when you moved to New Zealand, it was all about rugby for you, and then, you know, something happened that began you on this journey into combat sports. Tell us about that, please, Carlos.
Oh, man, the story's pretty long. I don't know if we have enough time, but the short version is I started working at Main Freight, which is a transport company here, and I couldn't make rugby trainings because of the shift that I was on. So obviously I needed something else to do, and at the time there was a guy, Aritza Gilbert, who was on my shift, and he was a kickboxer at the time. So we got close, me and him, and then yeah, we started training together. I never thought fighting was going to be, you know, a thing. I just thought, you know, extra fitness and whatnot. But then, started training, had a couple of spars, and he was just like, oh, bro, you ever thought about giving this a go? And then, you know, at the time, I was just more happy being, you know, young and just doing the normal young stuff, you know, not really keen on anything, just living life free. Started training. I remember having my first fight. I was still very, like, very nervous in the back, thinking, like, oh, man, who the hell told you you could fight, you know? And, like, just sitting there wishing, you know, the building will catch on fire or something so I wouldn't have to do it, you know? So, first fight. Second fight, I had the same feelings. Third fight, then I realized, like, I won my first 3 fights and I realized, oh, maybe I could be good at this, you know? Like, maybe this is something other than rugby that, like, I could put on for myself and for my people, you know, not just rugby. Yeah, so that was it. And then now...
The rest is history, as they say. Of course, Carlos.
The rest is history, yeah.
Did you, you know, before starting up your kickboxing career and, you know, having a bit of a spar and then before your first 3 bouts, did you have any experience in, like, any form of, you know, mixed martial arts, kickboxing, or was it just a few fights on the street growing up, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we all, like, growing up in Auckland, you kind of had to fight, right? So that was the only experience that I had. But I never thought of myself as a fighter, you know. I was more if the problem came, then we'll handle it. But not really, no experience. It was just something to do because I was doing nothing, you know. So that's how fighting, I slid into fighting. There was no fight experience. It was just probably a hunger to do better for myself, you know.
Where was the point for you, Carlos, where, you know, even after 3 bouts and thinking, you know what, this is what I want to do with the rest of my life, you know, this is my future career pathway? Can you pinpoint that exact moment?
Probably after that 3rd fight, really, because then I went out after my 3rd fight. I knocked the guy out in the second round, And, you know, and then I kind of started thinking like, man, this, I could actually do something with this, you know what I mean? Like, and it got me thinking, like, I started making real long-term plans. Like, you know, I spoke to my trainer and I was like, oh man, I want to win a world title, right? I want to be like the first Fijian to win a world title. And he goes, oh yeah, cool. Like, there's steps that we need to go through to win that, right? And he's like, you first have to be number one in New Zealand. Then you have to win a South Pacific title. Then you have to win a Commonwealth title. And then we get the world title, right? So I was just like, ah, that sounds easy, you know? But at the time, I was just like, oh, okay, sweet. Is that all I have to do? That's cool. But yeah, no, I worked hard and like, you know, I set a goal and I worked hard towards it. Like, I sacrificed so much. You know, I was operating on like 4 hours sleep the first 8 years of my fighting, just because I was working full time as well. And, you know, I'd go to work, I'd finish work real late, 3-4 hours sleep, get up to go to train. And then just the cycle continued, you know, because I had a goal. So I knew like, okay, this is what I have to do, you know, and,
Yep. Now, 2018, when you win your first world title, how was that for you? Because I've seen a photo in the Fijian Sun, and it's a beautiful photo. You've got your coaching, or you've got your team there, but also, you know, a number of your family members. How was that for you, you know, the first title, and especially, you know, being a proud Fijian, Carlos?
Oh, man, it was honestly, it's very hard to describe that feeling, you know, and then winning it in front of my family, in front of also all the people in my town that you know, that's been supporting me from day one, you know, this, and that win, I felt like it wasn't a win just for me, it was for them as well, you know, because, you know, they believed in me when, you know, I didn't really believe in me at the time too, you know. But they, you know, you meet people that tell you, oh bro, you're this fighter, it's so cool. And then like part of yourself kind of doesn't believe it, but it's really, you know what I mean? Like, and I think it goes back to kind of like how we grew up, our culture and everything. You know what I mean? That whole be humble, stay humble, you know, and then that you almost don't believe your own hype, you know, whether it's there. And I think that kind of like holds a lot of our people back as well, you know, that never thinking you're enough, or like not wanting to go too far because you're afraid that, oh, you're not gonna be humble, you know.
So, you know, in terms of your fighting career so far, so, you know, from then you've had a lot of success. Can you talk to me about, you know, like the work that goes into it, and also the you know, the mental side of it? Because, you know, speaking with you, you're very happy-go-lucky, but is it like that, you know, as soon as you step in the ring where you flick the switch and then it's like, you know, game time, it's, you know, fight mode and you're just laser focused? Tell us more about that, Carlos.
Oh, so like obviously to be a fighter requires so much work. Just stepping in the ring, I think just stepping in the ring is a huge accomplishment for anybody. Like if you've had one fight in your life, that's massive, you know, to put yourself in that pressure situation. You know, not many people do it, and to be operating at a high level, that requires an extra amount of work, you know what I mean? And on the mental side of things, fighting is 90% mental, do you know what I mean? Like, I think life is 90% mental too, because it's your outlook, and it's how you see the world and how you react to certain situations that dictates how you live your life, you know what I mean? So fighting is 90% mental, and my approach to it is like I'm a very down-to-earth, happy person anyway. Like, I try and stay positive as much as I can, you know? And with fighting, I think it changed a lot for me when I lived in China, because I was fighting so regularly, the anxiety of the fight went away, you know? So now my approach to fighting is every time I walk to the ring, I'm excited. Like, I'm excited to show off how much better that I've gotten, and there's no fear per se. There's a little bit of nervousness, but I think nerves is good. It's what helps you push through.
And the experience in the fight game as well, that also helps with your confidence, knowing that you've done the preparation, you've got your game plan, and now it's just, you know, being present in the fight.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I take a lot of my confidence into the ring from my training, you know. So when I'm training, I know, my opponent's not going to train harder than me, so I constantly keep pushing, you know. I have an amazing team. Like, my coach, Ethan, he's really big on just the fitness aspect of it. So every fight I go into, no stone is unturned. I show up 100% every single time. And that confidence comes from, and the confidence that I walk into the ring with is me knowing this guy in front of me did not work as hard as I did. I guarantee he hasn't worked as hard as I did.
Now, you've done time. I'm not sure whether you're still currently, you know, training at City Kickboxing, but, you know, how has that experience helped you in your fight career, and especially training alongside, you know, some of the UFC stars like, you know, Israel Adesanya and, you know, Dan Hooker, and, of course, with Eugene Behrman and, you know, the rest of the guys there. How has that helped you in your fight career to date, Carlos?
Oh, it's like, because I'm transitioning into MMA, and so that required me to go up to City quite often, and just being around those boys, man, like that, the mentality of the gym is you know, world class. It's second to none, really, and just the fact that everybody's wanting to get better, you know, and it's just like no excuses, just put in the work. And you know, and that's helped me a lot, because, you know, you rub shoulders with greatness, you know, you become what you surround yourself with. So if you surround yourself with people who, you know, have a negative mindset or aren't really doing much with their life, they're just constantly complaining, that's what you're going to become. You know what I mean? But when you surround yourself with greatness and people on a similar wavelength as you, like, there's no telling what you can do, you know? And then that's what the biggest thing for me was, just like, understanding that, like, man, like, this gym, the mentality here, this is what you need to do to be world class.
Behind all the hype and public profile of someone like Israel, what's he like, you know? How did you find him?
Like, he's honestly the most genuine dude that you'll ever meet, you know what I mean? Like the amount of hate that people throw at him and stuff like that, it's just general insecurities, you know. People hate on what they don't understand. So, you know, the first, when they see somebody super confident, they don't understand why he's confident. They think that he's cocky because they don't have that in themselves. They're not confident in themselves. So that insecurity, people portray their insecurity and then they pass it on to you thinking you can't do it. You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like, why? Just because you can't, why are you stopping me from shining, you know? And like, there's a quote that I love, is like, don't dim your light just because it's shining in somebody else's eyes, you know? And that, and it's real, because it's like, why do I have to stop being me because it's making you uncomfortable?
I love it. That's awesome. Now, Carlos, you know, in terms of your MMA, was it a natural progression from kickboxing? And what are some of the future goals for you? Is it a contract in the UFC? Is that the end goal for you, transitioning into, you know, MMA?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's definitely. And with everything that's happening now, it makes things quite hard, you know, without the international travel and stuff like that. I wish we would have this lockdown would have happened maybe in 2 years' time, because I know I would have had my contract by now, you know what I mean? So, but, you know, I just got to roll with it, really. Just do what I, just continue working, and just keep pushing forward, really. There isn't really any, I'm patient, so I'm, you know, I never doubt myself, so I'm not going to start now. You know what I mean?
Finally, of course, being, you know, Fijian Language Week this week, Carlos, what does it mean to you to be Fijian and representing Fiji on the, you know, international stage? And to especially our young people, because I loved how you alluded to, you know, earlier with regards to humility, which is, you know, a great characteristic of our Polynesian people, but many times that can be an obstacle or hindrance into pursuing their goals and dreams. What's the final message this afternoon, Carlos?
Oh, man, like being from Fiji, like you probably wouldn't find a prouder Fiji, but you know, but that you would, you know, I'm super proud to be where I'm from. I love my people. Like, it's crazy because, you know, we, in every major rugby team around the world, there's always a Fijian who's a star player. You know what I mean? Like, we've got so many gifts and so much talents. And for me, doing what I'm doing, being a professional fighter, I just, my goal is to make sure that, like, other Fijian kids, young kids coming up, understand that it's not just rugby that we can excel at. We've got all these attributes, all these, like, God-given skills that we can translate into any sport that we want. It doesn't have to be rugby, you know, and I'm a testament to that. But I'm probably not the most gifted, not the most talented, but I work super hard. You know what I mean? But there's Fijian kids right now in the villages, in the towns, who have like 10 times more skills than I have. They just haven't had the opportunity, you know? So, yeah, no, I like, being from Fiji is like, for me, it's a privilege, you know, representing my country, representing my family, representing my people, man. It's like, I'll carry it on my back until the day I die.
Come on, that's good.
In terms of the humbleness of our cultures, and I think I spoke about it in the recent video where we are very humble people, you know, and like, that can hinder our success and it can hinder our goals and stuff like that, because it's a weird state, because it is built in us, you know, and then within like sports and within business and stuff, it's almost in us to, like, this thing where it's like, stay in your place, you know what I mean? Like, don't think too highly of yourself. But that's not really what I think is the way forward for our people, because we've got all the skills, you know, we've got brains, we've got talent, we've got thing, but what's stopping us is ourselves, because we think that, oh, I don't want to get too much because I don't want people to not call me humble. But then that's stopping you from being yourself. Like, I'm very big on be yourself, be your authentic self. Like, speak your mind, speak your truth, be yourself. Don't let other people's feelings towards you affect what you're all about. You know what I mean? Like, it's in us to be great, and we should all just strive for that greatness, because there's nothing stopping us except for us and how we perceive other people's opinions. People have opinions, regardless whether you're succeeding or you're not. People are gonna always have an opinion on you, so why not be in a good position while taking those opinions? You don't have to take everything on board. You just got to be yourself, you know.
Very well spoken. Well, that's us. Thank you so much, Vinaka Vakalevo, Carlos, the Flying Fijian Hicks, WKBF New Zealand middleweight champion. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon, Carlos. We've been so blessed, and may your light continue to shine brightly and blind more opponents in the upcoming future. Vinaka Vakalevo, thank you.
Vinaka, see you later.
Bye-bye.